Welcome to another exciting episode of Randy Plays Games RPG. I am Randy, and with me,
Joe,
Chris,
Bo, and if you tuned in last time, you're going to be a lot less confused this time because we're doing part two of our fiasco episode.
I hope you turned in last time.
Oh, I can't.
I actually hope you start with this and then work your way back.
I cannot even imagine what this will sound like if you did not hear how this all started.
A little bit of chaos.
So quick recap. Fiasco is a storytelling game. This is going to be act two after the tilt, which where we introduce a couple of new elements to the story, which we will be trying to use in our final eight scenes. Those elements are mayhem, cold-blooded score settling, and failure. A tiny mistake leads to ruin. So those two things you can expect tonight.
So somehow we have to expect that.
Somehow those should enter into the scenes.
It's not complete unless that happens.
Right. We want to use those elements.
Mayhem.
This is how we get to the end game of our robot overlords versus the old ones.
Right. So to recap.
Thank God this game went that way.
To recap, it is Los Angeles, 1936. Raymond Chandler's Los Angeles. And there's a hard-boiled cop named Detective Brett Soames.
Brett Soames.
We just call him Soames.
That's it. Yeah. Soames.
And then
that's how that works. Yeah.
There is Zeke.
We got Zeke Stone. He was in the Great War, which was the Spanish-American War.
Turns out it was
the
Spanish-American War.
He got his cock shot off.
Spanish Civil War.
He stubbed his toe during the Great War because his talisman got absconded.
It's no toe you've stubbed. It's your penis that's missing.
And his talisman, which he does not know, was stolen from him by Soames, who was doing it as a practical joke and then found the talisman actually had magical powers.
And you still have the talisman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well. No, Soames had the talisman.
Yes, but Soames handed the talisman off because of a trust relationship that he has with my character, Roger Tipwell, who owns a bar called The Tip Off.
You fool!
He's an ex-cop who has opened a cop bar.
Sure.
Used to work with Randy's character,
yep.
With Brett. Brett, Jesus. and said, in a revealing moment, maybe I might know something about what's happening here, and asked for Randy to hand him the amulet.
Yes.
And Randy, in a rare moment of trust, Randy, Brett.
Soames.
Said, okay, but not completely securely about it. And
yeah.
We don't know what his goal is, except that we've seen him go to the back of the bar, press a secret series of controls,
yes.
And find a secret room that connects to a dubious future that includes robot Ernest Hemingway.
In the far-flung future of 1951, when aliens and Cthulhu have taken over the planet.
Well, we don't know that yet.
No, the aliens shared their tech with human beings.
Oh, that's right. The aliens are fighting
the
old
ones. Yes, they're beneficial aliens.
Yes, they grant plasma.
And I don't know. Hey, maybe the old ones are beneficial, too, in their own way.
Now, as much as it might seem that Bo is entirely robot Ernest Hemingway, in fact, that is a NPC character.
Yeah, that just came up.
It won't be the next time we play this game, I'll tell you that much.
Bo is actually playing the character
of Delilah, a hard-boiled but extremely well-read hooker. she's of Mexican descent, and she comes from a long line of brujos and brujas, warlocks and witches. And in fact, it's her family that is responsible for making the charm that everybody is looking for. But she turned her back on all of that and went to Hollywood to become a beautiful actress, and instead became a beautiful hooker.
And let's not forget that there was that back in high school, she and her brother Tony and Zeke. No, not Zeke.
No.
Yes, Roger. All knew each other.
Yes.
Yes, in fact, Roger was a kind of a bully.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He was also
beat up poor Alejandro.
What a surprise he became a cop.
Yes. Yep. He was the son of the U.S. ambassador from Coca-Cola.
Yep.
I forgot that. That was an off reference, but yes, I can deal with that. Yes. And they have a special relationship. It's like he's her protector, the one super hot hooker that he allows into the cop bar, and all the cops are like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
Because otherwise,
I know how to work it.
last we left, Roger and Delilah and Tony were all headed to the tip-off.
Oh, Zeke.
Right? Was it Zeke?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Why not?
Zeke and Tony.
Zeke,
and Tony.
Sorry, Zeke, Tony, and Delilah. We're all headed to the tip-off.
Yeah, Tony is
and Delilah's Tony's my brother.
Right,
and he's a ne'er-do-well with ties to both the criminal underworld and sorcerers.
Yeah, sorcerers who might actually be in league with the old ones.
Yes, the Temple of the Golden Dawn.
Yes,
yes. And I've just been informed of this relationship. Clearly yes, did not know what was going on, which is weird for a guy who has ties to the future.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, you know, the future is uncertain.
Yeah,
No one ever expects the Temple of the Golden Dawn.
And we pick up with my character, Soames, who last we saw was giving over a talisman.
Yes, and handed it off to me. I got the Clarice. I don't know why it's Clarice. I'm like,
Clarice was your bar.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. J. It was Clarice.
How are you, Clarice?
Who eventually joins the FBI, and
All right, and Zeke was headed back to the tipwell, right? Zeke
yeah.
Went with, okay, so I'm going to establish that Soames has been drinking, shaking at Tipwell's bar. He has been just consumed by guilt. Was he protected from this guilt by the talisman? We may never know. But he feels the next time he sees Zeke, he has to come clean about what happened. Which is weird, because in the future, Zeke doesn't know.
Also, in the Hemingway short story he's reading right now, it says, "Hey, you're about to get your cock blown off. I warned you about it. I warned you."
Jesus, what do I have to do here?
Yep. So maybe in this scene, someone's going to interrupt him from telling. Who knows? But I'm going to pick up with Soames at the bar as Zeke, Tony, and Delilah all arrive back at the bar. And Roger is mysteriously nowhere to be found right now.
No, I'm in the back.
Yeah, he's in the back.
My secret keg room.
Yes, mysteriously nowhere to be found.
I may or may not be drinking.
All right. And as we do this, keep in mind the mayhem and failure that abounds. Tiny mistake leads to ruin. And, of course, cold-blooded score settling could come up at any time. But we open with you guys coming into the bar, and Soames is there and rushes up to Zeke. Zeke, man, I have to tell you something, and I should have told you this a long time ago, when you were laying in that hospital with your big toe stubbed off.
Yeah. So to speak.
Oh, man. Hey, look, is it weird that every once in a while when I think about my big toe and where it used to be, I hear these gurgling sounds?
It's weird that you people spend all this time talking about his cock.
he likes to talk about his big toe, man. Delilah, just don't. That's rude. But, hey, who's this?
Oh, that's Tony.
This is my brother.
Oh, this is Tony.
Am I doing Tony still?
Yeah, you're doing Tony still.
Hey, guys, we shouldn't be out in the open like this.
This is the guy. Oh, shit. So you guys. You know.
Yeah, it's Tony.
So this. We used to play
squash together.
This whole thing, did it?
Yeah, apparently it wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, you're okay with that, Tony?
My family sucks.
Oh, so what? Wait a minute. So what are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What are you guys all?
Hey, thank you.
Wait, what are you guys all doing? You know what, Zeke? I've got to get this off my. Wait, what are you guys all doing here again? You were coming to the bar, right?
Oh, we're looking for a fucking magic talisman vanished in Spain.
Oh shit! I gotta go. And Soames runs out of the bar.
What's the problem with that guy?
I don't know.
Every now and then he likes to go around acting really suspicious.
All right, did that end well or badly for my character?
I'd say badly.
Badly.
All right, badly, so somebody give me a black die. All right.
Yeah, the color means more in this last round than it did in the first round.
Yep. So I currently have two black dice and one white die, which is not terrible.
Fuck you, Randy, is what
it's not terrible. If I get another white die, I'm in bad trouble. All right, so, Joe, your scene. Would you like to establish a resolve?
Let's go ahead and resolve.
Okay, so we're establishing the scene.
Me running after Soames because he seems like he's in a bad way.
Okay, guys, so we have Zeke, maybe running after Soames.
Yeah.
There's got to be some way where Zeke does not find out about his missing talisman.
I figured people would just keep coming up to him and talking to him.
I think it's time to introduce the Golden Dawn.
Oh.
I think it's got to be time to introduce the Golden Dawn.
Yeah, well, because, it's got to happen. We can't put that off to the last moment.
All right. So Soames is running. Zeke is running after him, and he is intercepted by two brothers of the Golden Dawn.
Hey, guys, nice hoods.
And you guys are the brothers of the Golden Dawn.
We start beating the crap out of them.
That's what I was going to say.
All right. There's a beating going on.
That is it.
Oh, ow. What?
That guys, is
you're
German?
It.
amulet. Well, yes. No.
Oh, I'm, shit. Are you a Nazi?
I'm from Tipperary.
Guys, use your words, not your fists. What do you want?
We hit him again.
Well, okay. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, each. Ooh. Ah. Ooh, not in the big toe.
The amulet. We know you had it. Give it to Hamlet? Us.
What about Hamlet?
Damn it. Other Golden Dawn guy not from Germany, please, Constance.
All right, I'm a Nazi too, but I'm a high-ranking Nazi, and therefore I speak like a posh gentleman from England.
I'm a Cockney, exactly.
Yes. We want your talisman. We know you have it. Give it to us immediately.
Ooh, okay, well, let's see. Let me say this in a language that you can understand.
Hit him again!
Ouch! Ooch! Eech! I'm getting to that! Wait, hold on, my big toe's tingling.
We know all about your big toe and those are phantom pains.
I'm sorry, but it's like I'm looking into madness or something every time my big toe twitches.
That comes later when the old ones show up.
Wait, what do you mean later? Wait,
flunky.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Wait,
that is not something we discuss.
Don't pay any attention to me. I was telling out of school.
Wait, these old ones? Do they look like they defy everything that's ever been known about reality?
Yes, your missing big toe is what defines everything missing from reality. Punch!
I'm just saying, I've seen those guys.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like I said, every time my big toe itches, or at least where my big toe used to be, like I just see these like indescribable horrors that I'm now describing with words.
It sounds as if this phantom cock has magical powers. Throw him in the van. We're taking him to the temple.
I gotta say, Dogon really don't like you, though.
Oh my god, hit him again.
Punch!
All right, so, Joe, how did that go for you?
I think it went well.
You think it went well?
Yeah, it's character development.
I would go with not so well.
Yeah, I think you have to tell us how you think that went well. I think that went badly.
No, because I think now I'm stumbling upon the magical powers of my dismembered member.
That's interesting, because I think you got beaten to shit by two guys and thrown in a van.
It's punches.
Yes, and we are planning on harvesting your phantom cock.
I did.
Okay, go into the nether realms, whatever.
We have ways of harvesting your hobby.
Look, I'm just saying,
we have ways of taking your cock.
I'm just saying that there are ways that I make it to the far-flung future of 1951.
Yes, that is true. You do know you're alive. Yeah?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's true. You do make it there, but I don't know if that necessarily makes this round good. You could lose, like, your phantom, your balls or whatever.
Well, you mean my
pinky toes? Sorry.
Yeah, pinky toes, yeah. I think you gotta take a black die.
Well, either way, I'm sitting.
Did the Jerrys leave you an inch to piss with?
Now, in the second round, you keep your own die.
You keep your own die. Yes. Okay. Yep. All right, Chris, establish a resolve.
I am. I guess it's a resolve since I'm like continuing with the scene that I was in last. I'm gonna be.
Know what you want to do, you establish. Establish.
Okay, so I am talking to future Robo Hemingway.
Right, okay.
At least to start with.
Sure, okay, you're talking to future Robo Hemingway. Bo, would you like to play future Robo Hemingway again?
If I must.
And you must.
Yes.
All right.
Who else could you honestly picture anyone else playing future Robo Hemingway?
Right. Hello, this is future AT&T of 1951. Who are you trying to reach?
Please deposit $5 at some point in the next 20 years.
Future credits.
You have Robo Hemingway. Please go ahead, Mr. Robo Hemingway.
Mark to Orson. Come in, Orson.
My cats have six toes. I mentioned that.
Yes. Thank you. It's good to talk to you again, Robo Ernie. We have a problem.
Has Paris moved again?
Not yet. I believe that might be the next fiasco game we play. In this particular case, the talisman has appeared and disappeared, and I believe the Golden Dawn has finally reared their head.
Oh, well, they're quite instrumental in bringing about our friend Cthulhu, as you well know.
As I do. But
we should be safe as long as they don't find a Cthulhu-sensing phantom cock, though. That's what unlocks the door to the netherworld.
I'll take sentences no one ever thought we'd hear for 500, Alex.
But that's just it. I never realized until it just popped right in my face, the Phantom Gok. It's been here under our nose, the Phantom Gok, this whole time.
Yeah, the breadth and the girth of its meanings not fully culminated.
Stars and gutters! Do you mean to tell that boy I schlepped in my ambulance so many years ago has a Phantom Gok?
That's exactly what I'm telling you, Robo Hemingway.
It's strange, because up here it's made out of plasma.
I think it's time that we became aware that there's an outside force trying to change...
Knock, knock, knock. Hey, Mr. J, here's your scotch. Oops! I accidentally spilled it on your future communication device.
Nice.
All right, so that
results... Normally, I would say, no, what? And I was like, yeah, that was perfect.
All right, so...
Beware the golden!
So do we think that ended well or badly for Roger? I mean, he did get in contact with RoboPapa, but before he could reveal all the details, and he got some information... But his future communication device is ruined. So, what do you think? Good or bad?
Well, more than not.
Good or bad? Good or bad?
There's not much of a way to tell.
It's hard to tell.
Kind of neutral.
Let's say well. We'll take the white dice.
There you go.
Hooray!
All right, Bo, your scene with Delilah. You want to establish a resolve?
I'll resolve.
All right. So, where's Delilah in all this? Oh, she's back at the bar.
Yeah.
What is Delilah's point in all this at this point?
She was more of like a vector for the amulet.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. So what if the Golden Dawn wants to grab her too? Or maybe the aliens. We do know she becomes an alien mutant in the future.
Yes, wait, aliens?
Yeah, the aliens.
Ooh, first contact.
Yeah, first contact. Okay, so I think a couple of strange individuals in black suits come into the bar.
Yeah,
I'm strange.
You're not going to say Men in Black, because who's not fair.
Who's there? Who's there? Delilah's there. Tony's there.
I guess I would come running. At this point, I'm like, well, there's no reason for me to keep hanging out in the bar except to come out and harangue Clarice.
All right. And is Zeke? No, Zeke's been kidnapped.
Yes.
So you're Chris, you're playing Roger. Bo is playing Delilah. You're going to be Tony, and I'll be one of the Men in Black.
Okay.
All right. God damn it, Clarice. What the hell?
You said you wanted your scotch neat, so I put it in a plastic cup.
They don't even have plastic cups yet. Wait, hold on. No.
No, I mean, they're made out of Bakelite.
Yes, there you go. The Bakelite cups.
Well, maybe that's why it didn't work. It's new. They're working the kinks out. Why are you yelling at me? I was doing you a favor.
Just go wait some tables, okay?
Forget your ankles.
Excuse me. Are you Delilah?
Yeah, what's new?
I'm afraid you need to come with me. It's very urgent.
Guys, gotta go. Work.
My, Delilah. Why don't you just go with the guy?
I stop at that point and block Delilah with my hand and go, gentlemen, I speak to you for just a moment before you talk to my friend?
Tony, I'm fucking working here.
Delilah.
Yes, Tony, let her work.
No! I'm Tony. He's bossy.
I'm Roger.
Roger.
What are you doing? I've got to go to work.
Yes, Roger. Let her work.
I think I have what you're looking for right here. I lean under the bar and pull up a gigantic future laser gun.
All right, and the Men in Black pull out their laser guns
and just start pumping rounds into the bar.
All right, and there's a laser gun fight.
Boom.
And Bo, this is your scene. So how does it go? Describe the laser gun fight, please.
Oh my god! My bottom half has been severed! If only there was some kind of future technology to save me!
Gleep, gloop, gleep, gloop, we can turn you into a mutant dog.
Works for me.
Wait, who was that?
There were two of them.
So wait, the Men in Black are trying to make peace with Delilah?
Yes, they were here to help and you blew them up, you
asshole.
And
their offer was to turn her into a mutant dog?
Well, they wouldn't have had to do that if you hadn't severed my... severed me in half.
That's right, you started shooting.
I didn't sever you in half.
You started shooting.
No, yeah, no, you bifurcated her. She's now Del, and there's Lila
standing
there.
I put my hand up and said, pushed you out of the way.
Yeah, but not far enough, clearly.
But that would mean they were shooting back.
That's true, they were shooting back.
So they're not the nicest guys.
No, only when provoked.
That's right. They stood their ground, Chris. They stood their ground.
Yeah.
Look, this is Texas.
No, this is California.
It's L.A.
Damn
it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right. So, Bo, did that scene go well or badly for Delilah?
She did.
Well, you know, I'm finally out of turning tricks for a living. So
that's true.
I think well.
Yeah, okay. So, white die. Yeah, that makes sense. Not the way you probably expected to get out. All right. So have we gotten to any of this mayhem?
We did mayhem.
That was a tiny mistake.
A tiny mistake leads
to ruin.
Turns to ruin, yeah.
That was
yeah.
that and mayhem.
Yeah, that yeah. was. Well, but the mayhem is cold-blooded score settling.
Yeah, there's no yeah, score to settle yeah. yet.
I was going for mayhem, but
I feel like the score to settle is like, I don't know what the score to settle is. With the Golden Dawn? With Soames for knowing about the talisman?
With Phantom Peni?
With Phantom Peni? all right, this is Soames' final scene, and I'm going to let you guys establish, because I don't really know what his final scene should be.
All right, so you...
Last we saw him, he was running away because he was terrified of telling him about the talisman he stole.
He sees the Golden Dawn Van, because it says Golden Dawn Van.
Sure.
On the side of it.
It actually says...
Golden
Temple
Dawn.
Of the Golden Dawn, established 1876.
It says, don't LTD. Tell anybody.
and you see
we break
by.
For mystics.
yeah. With Zeke in the back, just rubbing where his big toe used to be.
And that is the point that you turn on your Terminator 2 metal right. arm grabbing right. powers and climb onto the back of the van, clearly.
All right, yep, okay. All right, you sons of bitches, stop in the lane of the law, and I start shooting at the van.
Like it.
Yeah, blow out the tires, run up to them, and Bo, you and Chris are Golden Dawn members, I guess. I reach in and I punch one of them in the face.
I say there's no need for physical violence, old man. Hit him!
Ow, that kind of hurt. Take this!
All right, it's my scene, so...
I grab and take this!
Suddenly I'm Austrian, all right. I'm sorry.
I think Soames shoots the German one in the face.
Pew!
He's done.
Just so I can no longer do that terrible
yep, accent. Nope, he's done.
Yeah.
And, pushes his way into the van and starts driving while punching away at the British one.
Vosebud.
I say, I have a phantom penis to harvest, you blighter.
Guys.
Zeke, what's going on here? Guys, who are these guys?
I don't know, but I think I'm getting a phantom erection. What's going on with the sky?
The sky's turned all... That's not right. That color's not right. What's going on?
I don't know. Oh, uh-oh. I gotta take care of something. I gotta... change my socks, if you know what I'm saying.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Anyone knows what you're saying.
He's talking about masturbation.
Thank you, Mr. Scottish person.
What? Wow. I don't even have the words.
It was at this point that a distracted Soames crashes us right into another car, flinging us all out...
I wish they would invent safety belts!
And we may not know what the fate is, but that is where we leave, with a big crash.
Yeah.
Well or badly for Soames.
That sounds like...
I guess... Am I resolving? I'm resolving.
No, actually, that sounds not... That sounds
potentially
well.
Okay. Yeah.
You saved...
I may have rescued my friend.
Yeah. I mean, it was a crash, but still, that's
might,
how...
Might assuage my guilt for...
I would go with well.
All right, so give me the last white die.
Bloop.
That means everything ends badly from here on out.
Yeah. All right.
No, there's one
just
one
like real life.
Yeah. Good All thing right. I got two white dice.
Joe, your final scene. Establish a resolve.
I guess I will resolve.
Okay. I think to establish, we jump to the far-flung future of 1951.
Okay.
Okay.
And
works for me.
We are the battle.
I know it works for you.
The timeline.
Yay, I get to be Hemingway again.
The timeline is in flux because of all that's going on back in 1936.
Yeah, that seems to why the sky is weird.
And Zeke, the sky has gone weird in 1951 as well. And Zeke has been reunited with his phantom cock. Suddenly,
now he's got a plasma.
Suddenly,
cock.
Now he's got a plasma. Cock.
Suddenly, no, I had one in the alternate timeline.
Yeah, right. Suddenly he does not have a plasma cock. His real cock is back, but it's made of tentacles.
That's not good. No, that's not good.
And
oh my God! Why is it not pictures?
And the Golden Dawn Cthulhu monsters are invading. The aliens are fighting back. Papa Hemingway is there, and Soames runs up, a cyborg. Only his brain survived the crash. And tells him finally, "I have to tell you something. I couldn't for so many years, but this is the talisman. This is why your cock got blown off. I'm sorry. It was me. I took it. Here it is."
I don't really want it anymore. I mean,
dude, have you checked out my tentacles?
Damn it, Joe!
Cold-blooded score settling. God damn
look,
it, Joe!
Look, no, I get it. You have a blood right to you got to even the scales. But now I have a tentacle cock that is always by my side. You know, it fetches my slippers when I need it. It keeps me warm at night. I'm not even mad anymore. But if you feel that you have to do something, I double dog dare you to kick Robo Papa in the butt.
You've got to mix in Bonkwater's removable penis.
Aye, of course, right?
That'll do it. We're square.
Well, that's it. But then you guys got to fight the whole Elder God horde that's coming through.
That sounds easy enough. All right. Sorry, Papa. I got to kick you in the ass.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
All right. And Soames goes over and kicks him in the ass.
Break off his foot in Robo Hemingway's ass.
His Robo
foot.
Which,
fortunately, is how Robo Hemingway is powered.
By Robo feet. I turn around and paste him square in the face.
Yep. So knocking Cyborg Soames down. Joe, how did that go for you?
It went great because I finally was able to accept my lot in life.
Yeah, that's true. That's good.
But I still get a black die.
Black die. So yeah. Your lot in life is to be the harbinger of destruction of the human race.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
So it sort of went well for you?
Yeah, it was either that or cancer.
So I guess if that's the case, that falls under like the mayhem and...
yeah, that'll take care of our mayhem and cold-blooded
score settling. Yes.
I think we're good. We got in there.
Anything's good from here on out.
All right, we have two scenes left. And then we'll take a break and do the aftermath.
Okay.
Chris, it is your final scene.
Yes.
Would you like to establish or resolve?
I'm still confused on the establish or resolve thing.
You're going to start a scene or you're going to...
Establish is you tell us who's in the scene, tell us what the scene's about, who's all is there. Resolve is we tell you what's going on.
Oh,
and
so
you
I add on to, like, if I wanted to go, hey, suddenly I'm in that last scene that just happened.
Yeah, that would be establishing.
That would be resolving.
No, that'd be establishing. Resolving is when you decide if it ended well or badly for you and you get the dice. That's what resolving is.
Okay.
Establishing is you say what the scene's going to be and who's there and what it's about.
Okay.
And then at the end of the scene, whoever's resolving, whether it's the person who set up, whether it's the person who chose to resolve or whether it's the group because you chose to establish, they decide what dice you
get. Well, I'm establishing that.
Okay. So what are you doing?
Okay. So where was I last? I launched... I men in blacked a bunch of men in black.
Yeah, yes. You shot a bunch of men. There was a big shootout in your bar.
And I'm still in the bar with the one remaining character is Bochick.
No, I'm not there.
Mutant dog Robo Delilah has been taken away to become a mutant dog.
Yeah, the men in black can take me away.
Yeah, I believe Zeke. Yeah, Zeke is
you
gone.
You got Clarice.
You got Clarice.
I got Clarice. Yep. You've been dying to
play Clarice.
God damn it! Why did I ever establish
but
the character?
Why did you hire me in the first place? You said I had a nice smile.
Chris, you could also flashback, flash forward.
You can call me Mr. J.
You could jump forward a little bit if you'd like. You can do whatever you'd like.
Jump forward 5 minutes.
This is your last scene, so choose it well.
All right. Alright, so I pull out my one time only watch and go, I said I'd never use this, but unobtainium comes at a high price. 13 seconds to the past.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go. Right at that point, back to me getting ready to pull out the gun, I go, gentlemen, how can I help you?
We are here to provide you with future technology to fight the Golden Dawn.
That sounds awesome. I've been studying particle physics in my spare time. Mind if I have a look at some of that stuff?
Here, these weapons will be useful against the members of the Golden Dawn.
Oh, these Sweet. Weapons are nice. What is this button
Oh,
do?
Please, no.
Stop. No, let me fix that.
I run away.
I just, sorry.
It's the same as this button.
No, Clarice, go wait tables.
Sure thing, Mr. J.
I shoot Clarice dead. Wow, these work great. Let's go find the Golden Dawn.
One of the black comes over. Says, oh, that was Clarice, the destroyer.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well
Jesus
done.
Jesus Christ.
Well done.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You just... Brady, you're
you know,
genius.
I had a feeling there was something off about her. Let's go fight Elder Gods.
Are you telling me that Clarice, who's been working in my bar for 6 months and doing a horrible job of it, was actually the forward thrust of the Old One's attack on our level of reality?
Yes.
I feel like an idiot, quite frankly.
Now, we must find the infected penis before it can be used to bring about the end of the world.
Wait, the infected... Are you talking about the big toe?
Yes, the big toe.
The big toe? The big toe?
All right.
The big toe?
Let's go find Z. But you gotta promise to replace his penis with something cool.
We have plasma technology. He will greatly enjoy it.
Do you have anything with tentacles?
No.
Oh, well.
It cannot be used on humans, only on robotic cows. But there will be many robotic cows in the future. Perhaps I have said too much.
I have the weirdest sense of deja vu.
He took my fruit and did something great with it.
Now come, let us go murder the golden dawn.
Right, yes, and plasma cocks ahoy.
But where is he? What's his character's
name? They're not in the bar. Zeke. So.
But Zeke left. How are we going to find him?
Oh, we must track him.
Oh!
Or we can follow the sound of his screams.
Let's follow the screams.
Thank God that old L.A. was so resonant.
All right.
Now that we don't have all these illegal immigrants here, you can hear anything.
So we resolved for Chris, and really, it had to go badly for him.
Yes.
I'm not sure how.
How did that go badly?
I'm not sure how that went. Because there are no goods left.
Well, because now y'all are going to have to turn the plot, so eventually it doesn't work out great for me.
Yeah.
Whether the story ends up for good or not, it doesn't turn out good for me, I think, is what we come up with.
Yes. Yeah. All right. The final scene belongs to Bo. Would you like to establish a resolve? Lila is once again whole and never got turned into a mutant dog.
Well,
I hope that someone else in the future says that sentence and it means more than it
does. I'll establish we're in the Men in Black's saucer and we're flying off to Zeke's locale.
Okay, all right.
There you go. Thank you, Edward.
All right. So, so we have landed now, I guess.
Sure.
All right.
Let's get out and find Zeke. Come on.
Oh, Douglas Fairbanks.
What?
Oh, this crash is quite bad. But the two fishmen have been killed. And
I thought they were Nazis.
Look, I can't control myself. I'm getting so close. I think the only thing that could turn this around is... A handy from a woman with a heart of gold who is also well-versed in magic as well as particle physics.
You better go find them.
It's emerging.
Get to harvesting.
Zeke, lay back. I know I don't know you, but I know exactly what to do. I pull Zeke back and I pull his pants down and I go...
Robo Hemingway punch!
Why didn't anybody tell me you didn't have a cock?
I like to refer to it as my big toe.
All right, I got that still. And I set another watch on the other hand. And I go, this is for the future, baby. I'm sorry I'll never meet you. Which will remain intentionally vague. And I hold it over his dick, which does where his dick was. Which
I thought you were gonna fist him when you took the watch off. I thought you were gonna fist him,
which does feel good for you, for the record.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
And so immediately you're like, okay, I'm good with this.
Yeah.
It's vibratory.
I'm thinking
of Men in Black. Why are you not installing the proton pack? Come on.
Sorry. Yes. There you go. Here, have a plasma penis.
All right. Men in Black. This is. Do we have to do this at the same time, or the timeline will be broken?
Yes, cross the streams. I love water sports.
You haven't seen that movie.
Send him to the future and find him a cow.
Yes, there is an instruction booklet. There are a few side effects. We'll tell you all about later. But here's your plasma cock.
Everything comes together. The skies turn purple, orange, and indigo, which, to be fair, no one is entirely sure what color that is.
It's very, very dark blue.
Yes, but there's still some controversy.
It looks like only white
in,
and gold.
Only in the Marvel, only the DC universe.
Look, Oliver Sacks is not sure what indigo is. I'm not sure what indigo is. That's all I'm saying.
All I know is if you put on an indigo ring, it makes you talk funny.
Right? Things start to change. Everything starts to fluctuate. Mm. Reality itself starts to alter, and it becomes clear the only person in the entire scenario who is not fluctuating is Delilah.
It's because I studied particle physics.
What will Delilah do to make this go the way it's supposed to go? I don't get saved, for the record.
All right, Delilah, you're resetting reality.
Oh, I take the huge bin and black gun and disintegrate Zeke.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Wait, what?
Hey, cold-blooded mayhem. Fuck you, Pip.
But that already happened. We already had that.
All right. That takes the final dice. Actually, goes to Bo. It is a black dice, but the final die could be any color. It could be a wild die. So, do we think that went well or badly for him?
Seems like well for him.
I think pretty well. He's the savior of all mankind.
Pretty shitty for Zach.
Yeah, not so good for him. Okay. So Bo, change that black die out for one of the white dice in the cup. And now let us take.
How did Bo get four white dice?
I don't know. I believe playing Papa Hemingway probably helped.
Yeah.
Because I always play like a Wookiee.
Damn, how does he always come out on top of these Randy Plays Games?
All right, and it's time to bring this glorious fiasco to its end. When you end a game of fiasco, you roll the dice in front of you, you add it up together as a total, so your white dice and black dice subtract, and you go on this aftermath table. The aftermath table, I read, I have a black 7, which is pathetic. You'll suffer. Oh, dear God, will you suffer. And everyone will know of your malfeasance, your stupidity, your lack of common sense and decency. You're probably going to be locked up, too. That's my ending. Joe, your Arola was?
I got a black 2.
And a black 2 is brutal. Wounds that will never heal, for starters. Stuff sawed off, blown off, or burned off on your way to grand, ignominious failure. Kiss whatever you care about goodbye. You may die, but you may not. Chris?
I got a flat 0.
0. The worst thing in the universe.
God damn it.
This probably doesn't include death, since death would be way better than whatever this is. Be creative, and don't settle for the first worst thing that comes to mind. There's something darker, more awful, more wretched in there somewhere.
Jason!
So, Chris, you got the worst possible ending.
Yeah, I got the worst choice that anybody could have.
Yeah, the worst.
But
the worst thing in the universe.
Gotten it worse than me, right?
Bo, what did you get?
I got 13 white.
God damn it!
Fan-fucking-tastic!
Jesus Christ.
It's fat times ahead, safe and secure. The thing that would make your life better? Oh, you got it, absolutely. And then some. And then some more. Enjoy it!
You build up a lot of karma when you're a hooker.
Yes,
so the way this works is we each have, I believe, 4 dice in front of us.
Yeah,
and each of those dice will represent a "this is" statement as we do the closing montage of the movie. So I'm going to start. This is Soames being his brain being and spinal cord being scooped up off the pavement by the men in black, and they look at it and say, "We can work with this."
You have a story after that, is what you're
yep,
saying?
Mm-hmm,
okay,
yep.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. This is Zeke. Finally. Somewhat reconstituting, not really seeing any definite boundaries to where or what he is or where he's at.
Chris?
As my hands hover over Zach's crotch with the...
First off, his name is Zeke.
Zeke, sorry, whatever. oh my God, I'm in totally the wrong story. I'm sorry, guys. I'm the wrong fiasco. My apologies. I just rolled a 18 white. As my hands hover over Zeke's crotch with the help of the men in black, I hold out hope that perhaps this is the best of all possible futures that we're going into, as I feel the unknown and arcane energies going through me, even with a tint of darkness.
Bo?
This is Delilah. Dusting her hands off, she turns around and looks at the men in black and goes, "Hey guys, this technology's great. I want to study more about it."
This is Soames, awakened in a cybernetic future body, realizing that not only will he never be able to drink again, they didn't bother to give him a Robocock.
Oh, plasma.
This is Zeke, somehow existing in between two 10-dimensional universes as they collide with each other. There's a brief flash, and then there's this 4-dimensional universe.
There's Flash. There's another Flash. There's... God damn it, when is season 2 of The Flash going to start already? But that's another story.
Never. That's why there's nothing worse than
but
that.
That's the worst ending
That would
ever.
Be the worst ending.
And then I find myself in complete whiteness, in a white room. The whiteness goes on and on and on. And all I can see is the back end of a bookshelf with Zeke on the other side.
All right, Bo.
This is Delilah mastering the technology of the alien beings that are fostering her. She uses the equipment to build a giant suit of armor, which she marches into Germany and kills Hitler.
Jesus.
In the far-flung future of 1951?
No, in the far-flung future of 1939.
Oh, okay.
Bo is the only one who's got free form to just revert history.
Yep, do whatever he wants. Yep.
That, yeah. I look forward to seeing where Bo's last dice go.
This is 1951 Soames in his cybernetic body with a plasma cock, sighing and realizing that his Aryan Germanic genes will avail him not now that Hitler's been murdered.
This is Zeke experiencing every death, every birth, every good emotion, every bad emotion, all at once, and never being able to distinguish where the two are separate.
Boy, you're really going with that. That was nice. This is Roger, who suddenly realizes this isn't Dwightness or not. This is not the future anyone wants, as he realizes that he is in a very Madeline DeLingle quantum universe of lack of possibilities, outside of the reality of possibilities, only able to look through this spare bookshelf and realize that someday someone will make a shitty movie out of this.
This is Delilah at a special gathering in The Hague where she's being honored by all nations for smashing Hitler, and where she pledges to share her scientific knowledge with the rest of the world, creating an equitable social paradise.
I love that this character started off as a street hooker
and is now the golden shining hope for humanity.
Yeah, it was like the greatest honored person in all of history. This changed the timeline so that humanity comes out triumphant against alternate futures that are bad, including Cthulhu and the old ones.
This is the last we see of Soames, my final die. This is Robo Soames being dragged away from The Hague by special cops after his failed attempt at robot supremacy when no other robots stood up for robot supremacy. And he was just standing there firing his gun in the air alone until they dragged him out to be jailed and probably beaten.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Sorry. Zeke?
This is Zeke finally materializing on a Mobius strip of dicks.
Wait, that's a white die.
That's why it's physical.
This is Roger with my last black die and the worst possible ending that I'm working towards here. of as every reality that could possibly have existed rips through me, I continue to live in all of them at the same time, only the worst possible answers for all of them. And in the end, the one reality that comes to be true is the weird one where somehow Zeke's cut-off dick ends up plugged in my asshole.
And Bo, take us home.
This is Delilah. She christens the first Star Cruiser in what will soon become a fleet of many as it goes out to explore the universe with its crew of lost generation robo-riders that will bring peace and understanding to our galaxy and indeed our universe.
Wait, where does Robo Hemingway come in?
Robo Hemingway is the captain, of course.
Oh, fair enough.
Right. Is there a Robo Kurt Vonnegut, or is it before his time?
Well, of course, Randy. Why do you ask such stupid questions?
Robo Sylvia Platt runs the galley, right?
Here's what I want to know. In the far, far-flung future, can Robo George R. R. Martin still not finish his book? Is he trapped in a loop where he just keeps...
The year is 2050. Book 7, we're still waiting for.
And that, believe it or not, was 1936 Los Angeles.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what they had in mind when they wrote the play. So. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, that was a delight.
That was my that's my favorite game.
That's a load off my cock.
I hope the listeners enjoyed that as much as we enjoyed playing it. I don't know if that's possible, but hopefully, y'all enjoyed listening to whatever that was.
Yeah, thing that resembles Fiasco.
And going forward from here, we have we will have some possibly some new players in the games, as well as hopefully the return of Sarah at some point.
Yeah, we will definitely have some more people coming in and out, maybe bigger casts, maybe different people casts. I mean, like, God knows, we all need to take our moments to trade out. But still, I look forward to actually us maybe eventually having a big game.
Yeah.
Because I think that enough people are excited about this now that it's like, People are starting to tell me, I want to play, I want to play.
Yep, well, we can. I'm sure we can make this happen.
Okay.
We've got some plans for what's come ahead, and this is not guaranteed, but I sent Chris a list of games I thought we might play, and I thought we'd run that down real quick.
I was kind of excited about this.
So, on the docket, Fantasy Flight's End of the World Zombies, which I think I talked to you guys about previously.
Yeah, where you play the end of the world, except you play as your who you actually
yourself.
Are.
It begins at the game table.
Which Joe is going to completely win because he knows martial arts, he knows sword play, he knows... What is the list of shit that you know?
Marksmanship, archery.
A
little bit of survival, politics.
Where's him like, I know how
arts to... Arts and media.
I know how to cook and critique films, so I'm not sure how that's going to play out.
If it makes you feel any better, Chris, I'll be the DM.
Okay.
And I'll be the first one to die, which makes a lot of sense because I'm a cancer-ridden geek knows a lot of comic trivia.
Wait a minute, what if you're the one that starts the zombie infection?
That could be.
Or what if cancer, if people with cancer are the only people who are immune to the zombie?
Oh, yeah.
Then I've been, we were asked possibly about Spirit of the Century, which is a pulp game.
Yeah, that was, I hadn't heard of that.
Which, I don't own that game, but
it's like a Doc Samson.
Yeah, 1930s pulp, there's a flying gorilla.
Alan Moore book?
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
No.
Tom Strong.
Yeah, all his stuff. Yeah. But I have a game called Savage Worlds that is a pulp adventure setting. We may do Spirit of the Century type thing with that, so we can do all the flying gorillas and the phantom type heroes and that
kind of thing. I call flying gorilla.
Of course.
Flying Wookie?
Yeah.
I have been watching the show Strike Back of late.
All right, so was that the Showtime show?
It's a Cinemax show, actually.
Cinemax. Yeah, I couldn't
and
get into that.
I really liked it. I've heard. I knew going in it was mostly just an action series.
Yeah.
Turned up on Amazon Prime. I'm about halfway through season one, and it's. I mean, it's just an action series. It's not anything.
Yeah, it's straightforward.
Yeah.
It's here's the military guys doing military stuff.
It's a buddy comedy version of 24, but on cable, so they're free to kill people.
True.
But it's making me want to run, and of course, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is coming out this summer.
That which I'm really looking for.
And it's making me want to run an old game I have called Spycraft, which is basically a team-based espionage
game. I've always wanted to play that game.
So I think that'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a team of spies, probably Mission Impossible. Of course, I have the Supernatural RPG.
Yeah, I wonder if Sarah will be on that one.
Possibly
She's
so.
She's not really a fan of Supernatural, so she'll bow out.
I think if I don't run Supernatural, Sarah might murder me.
No, she will.
Yeah.
There's no might.
I also have Feng Shui, which is Hong Kong action.
I'm definitely on that one.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I have, we're looking at Chill, which is a sort of a horror game where you're monster hunters, basically.
As opposed to what we just played.
Right, that wasn't horror.
Wait,
that
I thought we weren't going to bring our real-life skills into the other game.
No, we are. You have to.
Okay, well then I'm fine for that.
Gamma World, which is post-apocalyptic weirdness. Yes.
I never got to play Gamma World.
Yeah.
I sat in on watching a couple games when I was a kid, which, you know, I'm old enough that, like, when I first started playing D&D, all they had was the first edition pamphlet box.
Right. Oh, back when you were a kid and they had rotary die?
Yeah, pretty much. And Gamma World had come out, and I was like, oh, that sounds cool, and it was not really a comic.
No,
it was like serious sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
And then Traveler came out and everybody was like, fuck Gamma World.
Yeah.
But now they've reinvented it.
And increasingly, every edition they do, they add a bit more of a humor tone to it. So you'll have these weird characters.
Now it sounds like a funnier game.
Yeah, and it should be a lot of fun. Firefly. Slipstream, which is another Savage Worlds based sort of pulp sci-fi, Buck Rogers, Flash Gordon type thing.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And I thought that sounded like fun.
That's definitely a better game right there.
Yeah, you can play Tweaky.
A game called Dread, which is a horror suspense game where you use a Jenga tower for the game mechanic.
That is bizarre. So how does that work?
So basically, and I've only played this once, but when I played it, I loved it. the kind of the fun thing is the DM sends out questionnaires ahead of time. They're sort of leading questions to get every character to every person gets a character, and they answer these questions so you sort of know what your character is going in. And then the Jenga Tower, whenever you have to do a skill check of some kind, or some kind of, you know, if you're having to repair something, or you're shooting something, or you're running away, whatever, you pull a block out of the Jenga Tower.
Oh, so you have to be cautious about how often you do skill checks.
Exactly. And if you're a good GM, you throw things at them constantly, because in a horror movie, people die all the time.
Yeah.
And the deal is, if the Jenga Tower falls, your character dies.
Thus does the character.
There's also a mechanic wherein you can sacrifice your character by deliberately tossing over the Jenga Tower if you feel like it's getting too wobbly. Mm. But that one's a lot of fun. That should be fun. We may play it on Halloween. We may not hold out that long. And there's some other stuff coming up. The Six Gun RPG is just been Kickstarter, and that's quite possible.
You talked about, like, you know the creators of that.
I do, and it's possible they might be here
for
that.
So is there any way we could arrange a game that they played the game with us?
I'm hoping to do something just like that, yes.
Okay.
But that's way, way in the future, and I haven't got anything yet, so.
If that's a thing that could happen, or any given scenario where we could play the game with the creators of the game,
yes.
I'd be thinking
that. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And finally, I have Spirit of 77, which is a 70s adventure. Think Cannonball Run, Enter the Dragon,
definitely
all that stuff
the
added
game
together.
That Jason Murphy has to play with.
Yes,
us.
Yes. Yeah. All of these games are in my library now, and I'm sure that I will be adding to it. If y'all have suggestions for us, if there's a. Right now, you've only got the Star Wars recurring. If you want to see Star Wars again, let us know. We're always open to your feedback and very much appreciate the kind words about the show.
And let's not forget, like, maybe like occasionally we'll do a one-off episode as
right.
opposed to
we'll slip
reoccurring
in
ones.
More fiascos, or, a super fight.
Yeah. like, if, like, maybe you have, like, really off-the-wall things even.
Yep.
Why not say them?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Yeah, if you have ideas.
Or if you want to bug people from other well-known podcasts who might be in town to come and play with us,
yes.
That's not a terrible idea.
Yes, please do. We would love to have more players. Thank you guys for listening, and we will be back next week.
And thank you, Randy, for running this.
Thanks, Randy.
Yes.
You're awesome.
Yay.
We love Randy. Except you owe me $25. Do you not?
What?
No?
No. That wasn't me.
It was worth a try. I mean, you don't have cancer anymore, right?
I'm not rich.
Shit. I thought that's how that worked.
It's not how it works.
Mm.